KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, a few snow flurries in the air, and it's currently 32 degrees in Atlantic. There is a wind advisory in effect for a good chunk of the listing area until 6 p.m. That does include Cass, Adair, Madison, Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, and Guthrie counties. West to northwest winds at 20 to 35 miles per hour are expected today with gusts to around 50. Those gusty winds could blow around unsecured objects and make driving a vehicle, especially high-profile vehicles, difficult. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, two women and a man were arrested late Thursday night in Red Oak. Authorities say they were taken into custody at around 11:25 p.m. in the 1200 block of East Summit Street. 20-year-old Alicia Lynn Saylor, 18-year-old Adriana Rose Monreal, and 20-year-old Dylan Hunter Hansen, all of Red Oak, were charged with simple assault. Saylor was additionally charged with interference with official acts. Her bond was set at $2,000. Bond for Monreal and Hansen was set at $300 each. All three were being held in the Montgomery County Jail. Police in Creston report one person was arrested following a collision Thursday night. Authorities say 57-year-old Todd Earl Jackson of Creston was eastbound on Adams Street responding to an active fire with his lights and siren on. When he slowed for the intersection of Elm and Adams Street, he believed the intersection was clear. A southbound 2007 Jeep Grand Cherokee driven by 69-year-old Gary Forrest Stonehocker of Apton pulled out into the intersection and failed to yield to Jackson's 2013 Chevy Silverado pickup. The pickup struck the Jeep at the intersection. No injuries were reported. Damage to the vehicles amounted to $6,000 altogether. Following an investigation, Stonehocker was arrested for OWI first offense. He posted a $1,000 bond and was released from the Union County Jail. Harvest Market 2021 is now accepting pre-orders at www.produceintheparkatlanticiowa.com. Market manager Brigham Hoig says pre-orders will be accepted through Friday, November 19th. Harvest Market 2021 will also offer in-person shopping, but some vendors, such as Miss Nini's Fine Desserts and Claire's Cinnamon Rolls, are only offering pre-ordered products. Harvest Market 2021 will be held at the Cass County Community Center on Monday, November 22nd, from 3 until 7 p.m. This fall's Farmers Market is being held the Monday before Thanksgiving, so shoppers can pick up premium local produce, local meats, delicious baked goods, and other local foods to enjoy at holiday celebrations. The market also offers locally made craft products, including seasonal candles, goat milk soaps, holiday decorations, and gifts. Hoig says pre-ordering is an excellent option for customers who want to plan on a particular food item at their Thanksgiving meal, such as a French silk pie, customers who are short on time to shop at the market, and customers social distancing this holiday season. Produce in the Park thanks customers for masking and distancing at indoor markets. You can visit www.produceintheparkatlanticiowa.com to pre-order, again by Friday, November 19th. For the latest information on the Harvest Market, follow Produce in the Park on Facebook or Instagram, or sign up for Produce in the Park's newsletter at the email address or the website address I just mentioned. After major flooding in 2019, a small western Iowa town is making progress toward building a protective flood barrier, with the construction of a berm scheduled to start in the spring of 2022. Hornick Mayor Scott Mitchell said the Woodbury County town is putting the finishing touches on its plan to prevent future flooding.
For me, it truly isn't going to sink in until we start moving dirt. Then I can say that we're to that point where we know what's going to get built, and we've climbed all them hills and we've made through all them things that have made it difficult and stuff through the way.
The town has been discussing the construction of a berm since 1996, but only received the $2.1 million needed to fund the project through the 2019 Flood Recovery Fund. Mitchell hopes to see construction complete by the fall of next year. Hornick was inundated by the West Fork of the Little Sioux River nearly 3 years ago. Plans to relocate an Iowa cemetery that's surrounded by a brickmaker's industrial complex have been scrapped. Established in 1854, the Woodbury Township Cemetery in Sergeant Bluff has reached its capacity of 1,200 graves, and there's nowhere to expand. In August, Brickworks North America had offered a 10-acre site for a new cemetery with space for 5,600 graves. The company also offered to pay to develop the new cemetery and move the graves. But it was more costly than originally thought, and some families didn't want the graves moved. Instead, Brickworks and the city agreed to a land exchange, which the company will give the 10-acre site to the city for a new cemetery, and the city will give the brickmaker a road. A former member of the city council in Sioux City has been ordered to pay more than $4 million in fines for committing what a federal prosecutor calls environmental crimes. 47-year-old Aaron Rochester of Sioux City ran businesses that promised to recycle electronic components. In 2018, the state of Iowa filed a lawsuit against Rochester, accusing him of illegally storing 12 million pounds of hazardous waste in Sioux City and another 4.5 million pounds of waste at sites in Nebraska. It was mainly the leaded glass from television and computer monitors, according to court records. A special agent for the EPA says Rochester's disregard for the laws governing how to properly handle hazardous waste posed significant risk to nearby communities. In March of this year, Rochester pleaded guilty in federal court to one count of unlawful storage of hazardous waste and one count of transportation of hazardous waste. A federal judge issued the $4 million fine this week and sentenced Rochester to probation for 3 years. And finally in the news, a former alumni relations director for Morningside University in Sioux City is awaiting extradition to Virginia on child pornography charges. Authorities say Sharon Nathaniel was taken into custody last weekend and booked into the Woodbury County Jail on charges filed in Virginia. Police say Nathaniel had been in contact online with a 14-year-old girl in North Carolina for about a year and received videos and sexually explicit photos from her. Nathaniel was caught when a Virginia detective used the girl's apps to communicate with him and confirm the victim's story. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.